Hello, this is Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and this podcast is about vimpocetine, which is actually a negative nootropic for many. This herbal alkaloid is a natural nootropic that boosts cerebral blood flow to the brain, has antioxidant properties, is a neuroprotective agent, and also helps with subjective well-being. It's another nootropic that has a range of anti-aging effects to maintain a mind that has 4, 5, 6 or more decades of wear and tear on it. But importantly to note, has limited value to otherwise healthy people or biohackers looking to improve performance. It has been the subject of over 170 human studies, which you can find on PubMed. Vimpocetine is an alkaloid, technically not really a nutraceutical since it's synthetically created, but is derived from vincamine, which is an extract of the periwinkle plant. Dopamine blues. The mechanism of vimpocetine, especially at higher dosages, has a net negative effect on dopamine. From the abstract of a 2001 Mexican study, which articulates this well, the effect of vimpocetine, a nootropic drug with an anti-ischemic potential on the release of dopamine and its main metabolite, DOPAC, was investigated in striatum-isolated nerve endings under resting and depolarized conditions. It is concluded that in addition to the inhibition of presynaptic voltage-sensitive calcium channels permeability, which selectively inhibits the transporter-mediated release of all neurotransmitters, vimpocetine increases DOPAC by impairing the vesicular storage of dopamine. This is why in those who do not have cognition impaired by a deleterious condition, vimpocetine may actually have an undesirable anti-nootropic effect, such as lack of motivation, mid-afternoon productivity lull, poor focus, brain fog. A middle-aged biohacker on Longevity reported, after thorough searching on the internet, I came across a few stories of bad reactions to this supposed safe nootropic. I was attracted to it, looking for something that would help my perimenopause brain fog and offer help for mild depression. After taking 2.5 milligrams for 6 days, I experienced an increasingly bad headache, dizziness, hot flashes, and insomnia. I felt oddly wired and had trouble thinking clearly. Another biohacker concurred. 2 days ago, I took both vimpocetine tablets within an hour of each other. Yesterday, I woke up with a headache and I didn't feel good most of the morning. I was really tired and couldn't focus and I didn't want to do anything. On subjective well-being, amongst those who vimpocetine does work for, it seems to be a common sentiment that it improves general mood and outlook. Two Russian studies totaling over 1,000 human subjects demonstrated a positive effect on the well-being of those over 45 years old. Patients showed the significant improvement on a scale that assessed self-rated health, activity, and mood. 50% of patients during the treatment with vimpatropil. To quote Mind on Longevity, the positive effects are mild but noticeable. I seem a little sharper, mentally speaking, and it puts me in a good mood. These have the effects of improving concentration abilities, alleviating symptoms of menopause, combating chronic fatigue, helping age-related memory impairment, enhancement of auditory and visual perception is also reported. Some bloggers have even said of it, "The mental clarity I experienced is second to none. If your brain could take the most refreshing, cleansing shower it has ever experienced, then the water would be vinpocetine without a doubt." Vasodilation. Vinpocetine widens the blood vessels, which increases blood flow to the brain, delivering more blood and oxygen to the brain, fueling cognition. From a 2011 Indian study, vinpocetine, chemically known as ethyl apavocaminate, is a vinca alkaloid that exhibits cerebral blood flow enhancing and neuroprotective effects. Non-clinical and clinical studies have suggested multiple mechanisms responsible for the beneficial neuroprotective effects of vinpocetine. The benefits to biohackers of vasodilation is that whatever other nootropic you're consuming, be it caffeine, racetams, adaptogens, modafinil, you get more of it flow into your noggin. Neuroinflammation. It has a noteworthy helpful effect on the very challenging condition of neuroinflammation. From a 2011 Shanghai study, the administration of vinpocetine in hypoxic mice also inhibited inflammatory molecules, indicating that vinpocetine has a unique anti-inflammatory agent may be beneficial for the treatment of neuroinflammatory diseases. Also, an anti-inflammatory agent that has a positive effect on neurodegenerative conditions like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. In an English double-blind placebo-controlled study on the elderly with dementia, those who were administered 30 milligrams daily for a month scored consistently better than those on placebo. On memory, it's not going to be my go-to recommendation for improving memory. There was just a single human study that showed an effect that would be desired by biohackers. And this was it. 40 milligrams daily of vinpocetine significantly improved memory in healthy adults. And this was a placebo-controlled study of 20 women. However, memory as assessed using the Sternberg technique was found to be significantly improved following the treatment with vinpocetine 40 milligrams when compared to placebo, and results suggested a localized effect of the drug on the serial comparison stage of the reaction process. However, 40 milligrams is a very high dosage of this nootropic. Anti-aging. From a 2011 Swedish study that compared otherwise healthy young Swedes to their elderly counterparts, the present data indicate that vinpocetine may serve as a molecular imaging biomarker of the activity of the translocator protein system and consequently of the upregulation of microglia during aging and in the neuroinflammatory diseases. Reaction time. The human study of women found that 40 milligrams improved reaction time in memory scanning tests by 70%. A couple of other notable studies have shown improvements in reaction times when using vinpocetine in combination with some other nootropic cofactors. From a study from the Scripps Research Institute in La Jolla, California, in combination with ginkgo biloba, it improves reaction time by 50 milliseconds. 10 tasks, perceptual attention, and short-term memory were presented in a standardized manner designed to maximize performance with substantial pre-test practice employed to minimize response variability. a working memory capacity paradigm demonstrated a reliable 50 millisecond response time decrease between the placebo. Another 2011 study of 30 retired NFL players found that vinpocetine was a key ingredient in a cognition enhancement cocktail that improved reaction time. The trial average was 6 months. Outcome measures were microcog assessments of cognitive functioning and brain SPECT imaging. In the retest situation corrected for practice effect, there were statistically significant increases in scores of attention, memory, reasoning, information processing speed, and accuracy on the microcog. This study demonstrates that cognitive and cerebral blood flow improvements are possible in this group with multiple interventions. I don't really think a 50 or 100 millisecond reaction time improvement is going to make that big of a difference unless you are a professional gamer or marksman. If your biohacking objective is really reaction times, there's probably better options than nutraceuticals. Cognitive decline. From a review of nutrients and botanicals in the Integrative Management of Cognitive Dysfunction, dementias and other severe cognitive dysfunction states pose a daunting challenge to existing medical management strategies. An integrative early intervention approach seems warranted, whereas allopathic treatment options are highly limited. Nutritional and botanical therapies are available, which have proven degrees of efficacy and generally favorable benefit-to-risk profiles. Vinpocetine, found in the lesser periwinkle vinca minor, is an excellent vasodilator and cerebral metabolic enhancer with proven benefits for vascular-based cognitive dysfunction. Vinpocetine offers interesting contributions to a personalized approach to restoring cognitive function. Cerebrovascular disease. From a 2002 study, vinpocetine is a compound widely used in the prevention and treatment of cerebrovascular diseases. The brain regions showing increased uptake in the human brain correspond to those in which vinpocetine has been shown to induce elevated metabolism and blood flow. These observations support the hypothesis that vinpocetine has direct neuronal actions in the human brain. It has been used for 20 years in Europe to treat cerebrovascular disorders. Mitochondrial neuroprotection. According to a 2008 in vitro study, vinpocetine protects from cytotoxicity of excessive glutamate overexposure that has a deleterious effect on mitochondrial function. To test this hypothesis, mitochondrial membrane potential of cultured neurons was measured by flow symmetry. I think I just found my rapper name, Flow Symmetry. Yes, thank you so much, researchers. Coolest two words ever. Flow symmetry. Moving on. Vinpocetine reduced the decrease of mitochondrial inner membrane potential induced by glutamate exposure. In summary, the present results indicate that the neuroprotective action of vinpocetine in culture cannot be explained by its effect on neuronal peripheral type benzodiazepine receptors alone, and that additional drug targets are involved. On sleep, a couple of people suggested that it has a positive effect on sleep if taken before bed. Quote, however, if I take a pill of vinpocetine around 8 or 9 p.m. and go to bed at 11 p.m., then wake up really refreshed around 6 a.m. If I skip a pill, then I oversleep and wake up groggy as always around 7 to 8 a.m. So taken in the evening, it somehow seems to shorten my need for sleep. It's not really stimulating, like something that's going to really hurt your sleep, so worth trying. Mechanism of action. The distinctive feature of vinpocetin is that it crosses the blood-brain barrier effectively and quickly. From a simian study out of Karolinska Institute in Stockholm, Sweden, the uptake of vinpocetin in brain was rapid, with 5% of the radioactivity totally injected, and it was present in the brain 2 minutes after drug administration, indicating that the compound entered the brain readily. The radioactivity uptake was heterogeneously distributed among brain regions and was the highest in the thalamus, basal ganglia, and certain neocortical regions. Using vinpocetin, you'll often notice an effect shortly after taking it. This is not just your imagination. A study of otherwise healthy humans found an increase in cerebral blood flow after a mere 20 minutes. Some of its other mechanisms. It's a PDE inhibitor, increases CGMP concentrations, inhibition of sodium channels, implicated in enhancing potassium current, and it has a weak effect on glutamate transmission via AMPA and NMDA receptors. Drugforum.com even reports that it increases cerebral blood flow more than any other nootropic. As far as pricing, vinpocetin is sold as 5 milligram and 10 milligram capsules. It is quite inexpensive, and if you get it powdered, it's even cheaper. I will have a couple of pharmaceutical grade sources linked on the listing page that is below this podcast. Usage. It has a poor bioavailability in fasted humans, so it's a good idea to take it with a meal. Its half-life is relatively short. Vinpocetin levels are highest in the blood about 90 minutes after consumption, so you need to take it 2 to 3 times a day. And if you're interested in more of my own thoughts and opinions and experiences with vinpocetin, you can check out the video blog that I did on the Limitless Mindset channel, as I got a little bit more personal there and talked about the 2 months of experience that I had with it. So in conclusion, I think vinpocetin is just another overrated nootropic. It's irresponsible for so many products and multivitamins to include it because its dopamine-lowering effect makes it a negative nootropic for many biohackers. Before I spent the over 15 hours researching it, I always kind of assumed that vinpocetin was really an above-board nootropic because it's such a commonly used ingredient in many popular nootropic products. Based upon my examination here of anecdotal reports of vinpocetin usage, about a third of the biohackers who use it experience negative side effects. Vendors of products like Alpha Brain or True Brain could probably retain more of their customers if they excluded it from their stacks. Theoretically, the value I see in vinpocetin for otherwise healthy people is that it increases blood flow to the brain. So it should increase the potency of other nootropics that you're taking. This is why some people report that it really releases the power of caffeine for them. However, there are other more proven vasodilation agents that also do that, like paracetam, picomyelin, ginkgo biloba, nitric oxide promoters like beetroot juice, even capsaicin, which is what makes chilies so spicy. Or you could try hanging upside down. The more I researched vinpozotine, the more I thought, why is this such a popular nootropic? And the conclusion I reached is that it's just because the periwinkle flower, which it is derived from, is so beautiful. It really is a stunning flower. Go look at a picture of it. And people just assume that anything that comes from it must also be great. Well, looks can be deceiving, so you may want to pass on vinpozotine. I have a dosage guide and infographic that you'll want to check out, and then I talk a little bit more about the side effects in the article that you can find linked below this podcast. You're going to want to check that out, and I've also got some high-quality pharmaceutical grade sources there of vinpozotine if you do want to try it. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and I look forward to a continued conversation with you.
I took a little capsule derived from the periwinkle flower, hoping for some clarity and absolute mental power. It opens up the vessels, lets the blood flow to the brain, washing out the static and the mid-afternoon strain. But what it gives in focus steals back from the mood, leaving me just staring at a plate of cold food. A double-edged molecule sitting on my tongue, the strangest little blues song that I have ever sung. Oh, vinpozotine, your sneaky little smart drug friend, you give me total focus just to break me in the end. You fire up the blood flow, but you drop my dopamine low. A brilliant mind moving fast with a heart that's feeling slow. The science says it works to keep the memory sharp and tight, a vasodilator keeping everything burning bright. But the dopamine downside hits you when the shadows start to fall. You're sitting in the quiet staring at a blank white wall. The motivation vanishes, the joy just drains away. An emotional flatline at the closing of the day. You work like a machine, but you feel like a ghost, losing the very chemistry that you desire the most. It's a mixed effect gamble. Every time you take a dose, it brings a clinical data in the gray market close for an hour or two. You are the smartest in the room before the low dopamine blues start to blossom and bloom. You can analyze the metrics, you can write the whole report, but the satisfaction lands way, way too short. A cerebral arbitrage with a heavy cost to pay, wrecking your internal drive just to make a clever play. Oh, vinpozotine, your sneaky little smart drug friend, you give me total focus just to break me in the end. You fire up the blood, but you drop my dopamine low. A brilliant mind moving fast with a heart that's feeling slow. So I'm sitting on this porch with a heavy, unfocused head, thinking about the pathways where the clever hackers tread. It's a lesson in balance for the biohacking soul, when a single isolation shouldn't be the final goal. The periwinkle promise has a dark and moody flip, a subtle piece of caution on a pharmacologic trip. Keep your moral compass steady and your dopamine inside, lest you conquer all your tasks in a gray and joyless night. Oh, vinpozotine, your sneaky little smart drug heart that's feeling slow. Next time you see one of those fancy nootropic stacks advertised, check the label, and you'll see it staring back at you. Vinpocetine. Now you know the whole story about this one. Thanks to this podcast. So leave it an upvote and edify yourself at limitlessmindset.com.